This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In addition to that, I mean, they are the best outside the waistband holster I have ever utilized. But, I mean, it's not just holsters. It's like the Contact series, which is chest rigs and magazine carriers and everything designed to run around in a tactical setting. Belts, knives, magazine carriage, all of that, all right there in one spot. Tactical Nylon is coming online more and more. They have their own sewing machines. They do everything they do that is nylon they do in-house. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, before we get into Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's biggest disappointment with his 8 years in, which is he only actually pursued this for 4 years, which was the whole gun control thing. I just want to make mention of this. They're talking about the Springfield Saint AR-15 in the chat room. I have no issue at all with anything made by Springfield, even their XD series, which is not really made by Springfield. It's actually imported from Croatia. I've got no issue with any of that just because it's pretty good quality stuff. However, I will say, what is the price point on the Saint anyway? Because I do not, you know, the only AR-15, I've handled three recently. One by Primary Weapon Systems, one built up by Bootleg, and the Agency Arms Classified, which is, you know, for all accounts and purposes, a primary weapons AR-15. Except it's not piston-driven, it's gas impingement, direct impingement, rather. For my money, if I'm looking at a direct impingement AR-15, okay, if that's what I'm wanting to buy or if that's what I'm wanting to obtain, I would duplicate what I have built, which is the Bootleg Inc. upper with a Plum Crazy lower, Plum Crazy Gen 2 lower. I have taken it out. My man Raven has shot it a few times. This gun just runs and runs and runs. It's lightweight as all get out. No issues whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I think it's simplicity and the fact that, you know, when we were putting this together, Dean at Primary Weapon Systems was telling me, match it with whatever you want to match it with because it's going to run. So when I matched it with the Plum Crazy lower, which is only $99, it's a polymer lower, I kind of thought that this was, you know, going to give me a little failure here and there. But what we need to do really to figure this out, I think, is we need to take it out again, Raven. I think we ought to take it out if the weather will permit. We haven't been to the range in a while. That's been my fault. I think we ought to go to the range and shoot the Bootleg build some more, just so I can give you a better report card. But I have no complaints with that AR. I'll go anywhere with it if I have to take a weapon. If I have to take a long gun, if somebody gives me my Bootleg build versus either of the other two, I'm not settling. I've got something good. So far, it's as good as anything out there. And I don't think it costs $1,000. I don't think it costs Probably altogether, it might be $700, maybe. Okay, they're saying it's $900 for the base price for the Saint. That's not bad. That's not bad. I'd have to see the components, though. Because for me, the upper, where all the heat is happening, is where the money needs to go. And, you know, just based upon what we found out with the bootleg build, the lower, I'm sure, has a whole lot to do with the gun in certain circumstances. But I have literally the cheapest lower I could find. I could not find. This was a complete lower. $99. Plum Crazy. Gen 2. Polymer lower. No issues with it at all. If Raven were sitting here and I said, asked him, Raven preferred the bootleg build to the Agency Arms Classified. He thought that the bootleg build was an exceptional build, and especially for the money that's in it. Now, yes, you can find ARs cheaper. The problem with the ARs is that you find cheaper if you start going to classes and actually using them a lot. I haven't seen it, but when I'm talking to instructors, they tell me that there's a tendency for these things to break down and start having components break on them and everything else. So I guess the aim is to try to get a weapon put together that will just function, that will just go bang every time you pull the trigger. But, yeah, we're going to go to the range now. Twisting arms is not necessary. The part to keep in mind that I think is important with an AR-15 is how that upper handles the heat. When you have a lot of heat going through it, your MOA tends to shift a little bit. I say have the best barrel you can have the best upper with the best components. That's the bootleg components are the Agency Arms Classified, which is a $2,400 rifle, uses bootleg components for the upper. Almost entirely, with the exception of the muzzle device. That's how good they are. Okay, I'm having sort of some issues here on my side, Jason. Are you having any? I think this is me. Something is happening with my stuff. Oh, boy. That's fun. Video feeds should never be part of radio. They should never be part of radio. Because now I've got something flickering here on this side that is not affecting the video feed, I don't think. But, like I said, I think the best money out there spent would be putting together one for yourself. Must go. I think you go out there and you find some parts, but I will find out if that bootleg upper is out there available in its full configuration and for how much. Because I know for another $100, you got a complete rifle at that point. Which, how good is that? I don't know what's happening here. I've got the Google Hangout working at the same time. I'm going to minimize that just so I don't have to look at it because it is very distracting. Let's go look at the feed that's going out over YouTube. See if I can pull it up without sending off. Let's not do that. When we're coming up on the next break right now, I'm doing a little troubleshooting. When we get back, I'm going to talk about Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, who is, arguably the best gun salesman we have ever seen. But, that's working out good. That's good. Good to go. I'm glad to see it. Very glad to see it. Because it certainly wasn't working out good. Let's see what happens when I pop that back up. Oh, yeah, it's still flashing. It's all flashy and everything. I don't know what's going on with that. But it's not the camera. Okay, cool. I'm digging it. It isn't, like I said, it isn't a party till you break something. We're going to talk about the lamentations of the outgoing commander-in-chief. The one thing that he could have done to radically transform America, he has failed. And he has failed primarily because of you. Because you were the ones that held certain politicians' feet to the fire. That's a good thing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. There's a lot of words that you could describe G-Code with. They're all superlative. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was recently quoted as telling interviewer Fareed Zakaria that he sees his biggest let down as his inability to impose more gun control on the United States. That goal was just a bridge too far. Even the docile leadership of the Republican Party, who had done little to seriously oppose the president's agenda, feared a pro-gun backlash for voters more than they feared the establishment media. So enough politicians feared the clout of gun culture voters to stop irrational bills fueled by raw emotion. Coming from WesternJournalism.com, in response to Obama's emotional speech, House Speaker Paul Ryan issued a statement which accused the president of going after the wrong people when it comes to gun control. From day one, the president has never respected the right to safe and legal gun ownership that our nation has valued since its founding. He knows full well that the law already says that people who make their living selling firearms must be licensed regardless of venue. Still, rather than focus on criminals and terrorists, he goes after the most law-abiding of citizens. His words and actions amount to a form of intimidation that undermines liberty. Obama leaves with, now he's going to be leaving a legacy with us in the gun culture. There's still some loose ends to wrap up, though. Still some loose ends for Obama. Once he leaves public life, there will still be the echoes. Investigation into the Fast and Furious scandal, where they facilitated the transfer of thousands of semi-automatic rifles and pistols to Mexican drug cartels, has been delayed and stymied by the Obama administration at every turn. We don't know if a Trump administration working with a Republican Congress would be willing to dive into such an investigation. They may not have much choice because there's a lawsuit in progress. Then there's also the increased homicide rate and the lingering Ferguson effect. Repeated bashing of police and the implicit support for or unwillingness to criticize the false narratives of Black Lives Matter has resulted in a serious spike in attacks on police. In places like Baltimore and in Chicago and in Milwaukee, police report a reluctance to vigorously enforce laws in some cases, resulting in the homicide rates that have skyrocketed. There is a spike in suicides with guns, particularly with older white males who saw their jobs, careers, and medical insurance all wither and disappear under Obama's policies. For the first time in decades, the life expectancy for us in America has actually declined. Which brings us to the third and greatest legacy of Obama regarding guns. Now, you can deny, but no one bothers to try. Obama has been the greatest gun salesman on planet Earth ever. No one is even close, though Hillary tried very hard. Under President Obama, gun sales in the United States broke record after record. We've seen new highs for NICS checks for 19 consecutive months. On Black Friday alone, enough guns were sold to private parties in the United States to outfit the entire Marine Corps. Under President Barack Obama, the private stock of firearms in the United States will have increased, and this is a very conservative estimate, from about 308 million to 405 million firearms by most estimates. The ammunition industry has had to add new plants and capacity to keep up with demand. Record numbers of women and minorities have become gun owners. The number of carry permits has passed 15 million. The number of states that do not require a permit to carry a firearm, openly or concealed, has increased from 3 to 11, and more appear to be on the way. In 2016 alone, four states added to that total. Now, there are many factors involved, in the election of President-elect Trump. One of the starkest policy contrasts between him and Clinton was their stances on guns and gun rights. Trump vigorously defended the Second Amendment. Clinton vigorously pushed for more infringements following on President Obama's lead. President Obama can, but he probably won't, be justly proud of the appellation history's greatest gun salesman. It will likely be a long time before anyone ever comes close again. The gun culture found its footing and fought against him at considerable cost in time and treasure. But we should thank him. In this regard, he's performed an enormous service for the United States. He may not appreciate the title, but he has well and truly earned it. The greatest gun salesman ever. It's good and it's bad because as long as there's liberalism out there that believes that they should be telling us how to live. And here's the thing, you know, all of this stuff where they're talking about the popular vote. Do you understand how many states would actually control the United States if it was all about the popular vote? Because it would primarily be Illinois, New York, California. Those three states would basically control the United States. To a lesser degree, other states, but definitely those big three. They would control the United States because the entire population, for some stupid reason, votes Democrat. California especially. California should actually be two states. I really wish they would secede because then that would take they have 55 electoral votes that, you know, the Democrats just, they count, they start out looking at, all right, we're starting out with 55. Because it's winner takes all. There's only two states where winner does not take all. So I'm watching all of these conniptions that all of these guys are going through with the Electoral College. Very shortly, they're going to certify Trump. Trump will be certified. Watch and see. All of this other stuff they're out there talking about, the Russian influence and the Russian hacking and all this other stuff. Obama's administration has come out and said there was hacking, none of it which affected the election. So for all of those out there that think they're purveyors of fake news, well, okay. I kind of see it. When we get back, we're going to talk about the shooting of this Reno teen who is swinging a knife to and fro in his schoolyard instead of going to class. That's when we get back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I mean, there really is no way you cannot set up a G-Code holster. Really, no way you cannot set one up. I mean, they are that modular. Check them out. Why don't you? Everybody saw the video of this kid, this teen in Reno. Let's look at the CBS News story. Reno officer shooting of knife-wielding teen sparks debate. Just to explain to you how the media hacks are attempting to turn a school resources officer's very measured response into a fake news scandal. Let's talk. This is the beginning. Everybody wants an example of fake news. Here's some in the making. Coming from CBS News, a school police officer in Nevada faces new questions about shooting a knife-wielding student. Cell phone video captured the moment at Hug High School in Reno. Police said the teen ignored orders to drop a pair of knives and threatened other students. But there's a debate over the use of force, reports CBS News correspondent Carter Evans. On Facebook, a man who identified himself as the father of the teen defended his son's action, saying he was being bullied at school and was just trying to protect himself. He said after the shooting, his son had to have part of his lungs removed, but that he's expected to survive. A day after the school police officer shot the 14-year-old Washoe County School Superintendent Tracy Davis praised responding officers. Had it not been for their quick actions and professionalism, I truly believe the outcome could have been much worse. Cell phone video captured the teenager waving knives surrounded by students apparently after a fight. His attorney, David Houston, spoke to CBS This Morning by phone. It was clear that the child was not being aggressive, but rather was trying to keep people away from him. He was not attempting to hurt people, Houston said. For some students and parents, the police response is causing as much concern as the boy's actions. Student Jocelyn Walker. It was pretty traumatizing. I've never seen anything like that before, like pulling out knives and then a cop shooting a child. Then there's Demick LaFlamme, whose son is friends with the teen. He said, there are alternatives, mace for one, pepper spray for another. He was worried about the dozens of other kids standing nearby. They should actually be writing formal apologies to every single parent or student's parents for putting all of their children in danger. All right, to begin with, that officer did exactly what was correct. Shooting that kid was the correct response. But let's look at all of these individual charges and let's try to knock them all down. And this was a criminal assault that was going on. And in the hierarchy of when you employ this versus that, well, deadly force is okay. First, there's Attorney David Houston. He's going to try to make Clark look innocent, but he is directly and boldly lying when he claimed that the juvenile delinquent armed with two butcher knives was not attempting to hurt people. There are multiple cell phone videos of the incident showing Logan Clark aggressively stalking towards his fellow students, and on several occasions he appears to lunge or slash at them. His multiple assaults with a deadly weapon, each one of which should earn him a felony charge, finally ended when he advanced upon the school resource officer. Every time he lunged at a student, that was a felony. Okay? The correct response to an armed assailant is not a taser. The correct response to an armed assailant is not a chemical spray. The correct response to an armed assailant is to engage the deadly force threat with a deadly force response until the armed assailant is no longer a threat. If you look at the use of force model, which was developed by Dr. Franklin Graves at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center and Professor Gregory J. Connor, University of Illinois Police Training Institute, which was, all of this was put together in 1997. Starting with a complaint, okay, the proper response to that is cooperative control. If they are resistant, passive, then you try to do something called contact control. If they're resistant, active, then you get into compliance techniques, which at that moment they are in, you're in the threshold, by the way. The risk perception categories are professional, tactical, threshold, harmful, and lethal. Okay? So if they're resisting actively, they're in the threshold. Then if they are assaultive, bodily harm, you are to employ defensive tactics. Assaultive bodily harm would be like bludgeoning, not stabbing or slashing. Assaultive serious bodily harm or death, the proper response to that is deadly force. The use of force model is also called the use of force continuum. It's used by law enforcement, calls for using deadly force. So, butcher knives, like those being brandished by Mr. Clark, which he carried in a manner to conduct slashing attacks, are clearly the sort of assaultive deadly force threat which justified a deadly force response by the officer. Now, in this instance, the officer would have been justified in firing multiple rounds at Logan Clark, but he acted with a great deal of restraint. The other students surrounding Clark, well, they were idiotic. They were too busy trying to film it. They had no sense of self-preservation at all. The officer who's trying to get them back, you could see the teachers trying to get them out of the area. Nobody's listening to anybody. The students, the better term to describe the students is iPhone-equipped lemmings. They just stood around there as Clark menaced them with knives and ignored teachers and staff attempting to get them out of the way. So the Clark family and their attorney are looking to turn a profit from this young repeat offender's felonious behavior. And Logan Clark, make no mistake, I think he'd just gotten back to school. This kid has a history. I think young Mr. Clark goes to prison. I think he should go to prison. As long as the law allows and that Nevada's Child Welfare and Child Protective Services take a long, hard look at whether the young thug's father is fit to raise his siblings. That's what we need to be talking about. Not whether or not that cop was correct. Yes, he was correct. Done with that one. Let's look at the root cause why Logan Clark thought it was perfectly okay. Why would the father think it's okay to carry two butcher knives to a school to keep the students off of you? Why would that happen? Why would that even be something we would discuss? If I was that concerned with my child's safety, they're not going to school. I'm not giving them butcher knives. I'm not doing that. Because you know why? Because I don't want my child to be shot by a police officer. That's just a small problem of mine. I don't want my children getting shot. But Logan Clark's father took to Facebook. That's the other thing that just kills me. Why do people take to Facebook as much as they do? If you've got a grievance, you think it's going to be taken care of on Facebook, you might get some sympathies and some crying emojis, but that's not redress. That's not where you go get that. Oh, gosh. One thing Barack Obama has managed to do is he has really dumbed down the country. We do so many things in so many dumb ways. When we get back, Shannon Watts has brought her vacuous self back. This is Lock and Load.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Go to tacticalholsters.com and just look at everything they sell. And tell me if you have ever seen that kind of variety, all made in-house. Tacticalholsters.com. 2 days ago, something called the Daily Camera, which makes me think I should know about it because I'm into cameras, published an interview wherein the founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America said her group is not anti-gun, but they do oppose law-abiding citizens being able to carry guns for self-defense nationally. Oh, gosh. She was expressing her group's opposition to the National Reciprocity for Concealed Carry legislation that Representative Richard Hudson, Republican from North Carolina, plans to introduce once Donald Trump is inaugurated. This will make the concealed carry license of any state valid in every state, thereby opening the door for a permit holder to have his or her gun with them for self-defense in more places. Now, according to the Daily Camera, Watts said her group supports common sense gun control and opposes national reciprocity. She made clear that they oppose the reciprocity push because some states have strict gun control, which would be rendered moot by a law that affords national recognition to permits that allow you to carry a gun for self-defense. She said, and hey, look, here's the thing. This is the whole point of it, Shannon. Thank you for pointing this out. She said some states are incredibly strict. There's never been a federal agreement on what that standard should be, and the NRA wants it to be the lowest common denominator. Oh, no, Shannon. Oh, no. Now, her statement would lead readers to believe concealed carry permit holders do not undergo background checks for their permits. Oh, I wish it were so. I wish it were that way so much. Permit holders have been vetted. They've been heavily vetted. Lots and lots of vetting taking place when you are a permit holder in these United States. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that Shannon won't tell you. We're the most law-abiding, without a doubt. We're more law-abiding than the ones that don't have permits. Just go take a look at Texas. Go look at the concealed carry killers. They're the ones that would they're the ones that would show you, because they're not actually that. Watts says national reciprocity will allow someone to buy a gun in a lenient state and then take it into Times Square, where New York has some of the tightest laws. New York's Sullivan Act, which is the basis behind all of their gun law, as far as not being able to have a gun, is based upon thugs being able to have guns back at the turn of the century. Her intimation is that national reciprocity would allow law-abiding citizens to buy a gun via a private sale and carry it into New York City the way Governor Andrew Cuomo claims criminals are doing every day. The problem with that contention is that law-abiding citizens would not be bringing guns into New York City to sell on the black market. Just to carry in our inside the waistband, thank you. Gosh, some of these gun grabbers are just dimwits. Shannon, you're a dimwit. Dimwit. Some of you are going right now, Bill, why are you going ad hominem? Well, because it fits. Law-abiding citizens are not going to go to New York City to sell their guns. They're going to go to New York City with their handgun to protect themselves from the criminals who have armed up via guns they acquired on the black market. She also spoke against allowing teachers and students to be armed for self-defense via campus carry and made clear that her group opposes letting child care workers have a gun at the ready in a daycare in case trouble strikes. It's also interesting to note that she offered the Daily Camera some post-election analyses wherein she confirmed that Trump was in fact standing with the NRA, the National Gun Rights Group, which endorsed Trump on May 20, 2016. Watts said all indications were that he was all in with the NRA. See, I have a theory about Shannon. I think Shannon is actually a mannequin, a lifelike automaton that is operated. I think she's actually operated by Michael Bloomberg or one of his minions, one of the baby Hueys that are out there. Working for him today. Getting out there and saying we're for the Second Amendment, but we oppose you carrying a gun is sort of a clear-cut indicator that you're not really for the Second Amendment. There, are you there, Shannon, baby? Let me read that to you again. It floors me. Her group is not anti-gun, but they do oppose law-abiding citizens being able to carry guns for self-defense nationally. What they're basically saying is in a low-crime area, like probably where you're from, where you buy your gun and then where you buy your gun and don't ever commit a crime with it, right? That for some reason, because in New York City you can't buy a gun without going through a very, very prolonged, expensive process. It costs you $450 most of the time just to be turned down. And every time you buy a gun, you have to go through all of this. You have to get a permit every time this happens. I mean, that's one of the reasons that there's so many pro-gun people in New York fighting, like Arbeless Quarrel. So, because they see what New York State is. New York City runs New York State. New York City runs New York State. But Cuomo was the one that pushed out the emergency by which they passed the SAFE Act. And the one thing that hasn't come of the SAFE Act that nobody will put out for some reason is how many people actually registered their weapon. Because by most estimates, there was about a million ARs in New York State, and I think about 5% that might have registered their weapons in New York State. So SAFE Act is actually a failure, except for the parts of the, with the new gun purchases that may be going on. But the mom's demand, this is the sputtering of a dying breed. While I still regard them to be a threat because they're still breeding, in actuality, they're in their death throes. Because what we're about to see, we've seen 12 states now that have permitless carry. No noticeable climb in crime. We know that there's 15 million plus people with concealed carry permits. Almost to a person, the most law-abiding people in the country today. So all of this data, you know, for everybody that's out there saying, well, Bill, my permit is the Second Amendment. My permit, which I have to have and actually identifies me as being a permit holder, has set up a statistic which shows that I am law-abiding. And there's another 14,999,999 like me out there. So, there you have it. There you have it. And that's the way it goes. People like Shannon Watts, very shortly, Bloomberg is going to cut her loose because he can use that money to try to get ballot initiatives. And she'll be looking for a job. She will be looking for a job. Now, we're about to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about what Trump is doing to the media, because it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny what Trump is doing to the media right now. And he's creating his own memes. He's creating his own news feeds. The media doesn't like it much at all, which is that's also just about as equally as funny. So and we're going to point out something that they're trying to set up, a way to monopolize things, if you will. And Trump's probably going to stop that, too. But take a moment, get another cup of coffee. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.